In sports, it's felt to be typically a break in the skin. Mm-hmm. So you get an abrasion, a scratch. Skin gets roughed up during wrestling, you know, injuries on mats and that sort of thing. And then the bacteria then invades into the skin. That's what leads to infection usually.
So it can happen with contact sports.
In tournaments, for example, wrestlers, sumo wrestlers, there have been outbreaks. And it's interesting in football, the ones that have the higher rates of infection that have been reported, at least in the NFL, are the wide receivers and the defensive backs. And presumably they're, you know, getting turf burns and that sort of thing and blocking each other, et cetera. So there's certain athletes, depending on the position they play, the sport they play, there'll be higher risks.
But this also happens at the college and even at the grade school level.
Oh, absolutely. Because oftentimes at the professional level, people are being looked at on a daily basis. But at the junior high, high school level, a lot of times that's not happening, especially when you got a high school that's got many thousands of students and lots of athletes, and the athletic trainers are doing their best. But a lot of times these things can smolder along, and the athlete just doesn't think a whole lot about it until all of a sudden it becomes too significant and severe.
And that staph bacteria has to transfer somehow, so it can happen in the course of a contact sport, but it can also happen off the field as well.
And that's why it's important that the environment is safe, so to speak. You know, we ask athletes not to share razors, not to share bars of soap. It's nice in the locker room, in the showers, instead of have the liquid soap. A lot of these are antimicrobial, and so this way, by using a soap dispenser, you're not handling, you know, the soap and transferring it to somebody else, not sharing towels, not sharing water bottles, using your own water bottle that has your name identified so that you're not passing these things back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know, they've developed all sorts of watering stations that are like big water fountains so that you don't have to make contact with the device, so that keeps you from spreading the infection. We recommend against body shaving. Problem is, each time you shave, you cause micro abrasions of your skin. And so then if you're in a sport where there's, you know, risk of contact, you're going to be a little greater risk of getting infection, whether it's staph or some other bacterial infection.
Schools are under so many guidelines to do so many things. Do they have guidelines to follow, or do they not have enough, in your opinion?
No, they absolutely do. There are guidelines that are put out by the medical boards of each state, and they specifically address this issue in terms of what we'll call cleanliness in the locker room. Mm-hmm. For example, there's a solution that you use to clean the mats and wrestlings. The athletic trainers do a very good job in terms of surveillance, making sure that the equipment is cleaned properly. Your uniforms, pads, all that kind of stuff needs to be cleaned on a regular basis. For example, the whirlpools, you know, whirlpools feel great, but you got to change the water frequently. There's all these sort of things that are guidelines. And the athletic trainers in Texas are very good, and they know these sort of things and stay on top of it. But in spite of that, there's still these issues that can occur.
So if you have guidelines in place for schools, then what's the next step?
Education is always the key to prevention. And so that's letting the athletes know, the parents know, the coaches know, hey, these are things that you need to pay attention to. Don't ignore a little pimple that doesn't seem like much, and the next thing you know, you've got a very severe infection. So it's important that parents, athletes, be aware that if they have a problem, that they seek medical attention, whether that's the school nurse, the athletic trainer, or the team physician, if it happens to be a team physician, or their own private physician, to have the issue evaluated.